talk the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. This is Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF. We're at the Sanford Farmers Market. And what a nice group of people. A lot of people coming out this morning. The rain has held off. People are coming out with a lot of flowers, and there's some beautiful plants here. There are food vendors. There are people who are selling, I guess, homegrown food. I mean, meat.
Well, it must be a couple acres of snapdragons because everybody comes by here's got a nice bundle of snapdragons.
They got flowers galore here, so we're happy to be here. Monica Wood, who is the manager of the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, is with us. Monica, good morning. Seems like I haven't talked to you in years.
Good morning. I think we talked last week.
No, I was in Slovenia.
That's right. I guess it's been a couple
or Croatia. Weeks. I was in Croatia last week during the show. I did hear the show. Listening to my phone, which is amazing, standing on top of a several century old wall in Dubrovnik, Croatia. And I was on the show, I think. Sounded like Tom Campbell to me and sounded like Rufus.
Oh, you were there and you were there.
Was it clear?
Loud and clear.
Was it clear?
Oh, yes.
How about that? So that's amazing technology. But we're at a wonderful farmer's market today. I'm just overwhelmed at what these folks have done, and so many of the communities have done that. And I know the Department of Agriculture has encouraged this, and it's something you're excited about too.
Yes, most definitely. And I know a few of the folks there at the Sanford Farmers Markets are definitely ones who have been involved in the past. And good morning to all of you guys, and I hope that you're having a successful season so far. And maybe I can get there and visit sometime soon. I would love to do that.
Well, I know they would love you, would love to have you here, have your expertise, and just getting to know Monica Wood, who's one of the nicest people I know.
Oh, absolutely. Monica, who won the strawberry dessert contest? I'm dying to know.
I know.
It's one of the employees of one of our vendors out here got first place, Miss Bobby, and she was so excited. It was a strawberry.
What was her specialty?
Yeah, did you save us any?
No. And she actually came and picked up what was left over to share with all of her coworkers down there.
What was it?
It was a strawberry crisp.
Ooh.
And I'll be sharing those recipes on our website and on our Facebook page. Just haven't had a chance to get them posted yet, but just as soon as I can, I will be getting those out there. And so everybody stay tuned, and we'll have those recipes on there. And we had a fun day. We had our spring fling, which included all of our strawberry day festivities, and just lots of fun. We had
things didn't get out of hand, did they? I mean, had a spring fling.
Oh, no.
Everything was orderly. That's good.
Everybody behaved, and everyone had fun, and lots of strawberries, I hope, were sold that day, and all of our other vendors had a fun time as well, and we're looking forward to many more big events and fun events for the families to come out and enjoy throughout the year. So stay tuned. We have more coming.
All right. So I want to introduce you to Meredith Farr, who is with the Lee County Cooperative Extension Service. And Meredith is kind of a liaison to the farmer's market here. She works with the farmer's market and has helped it develop, which is a really neat thing. I didn't know anything like this existed in North Carolina.
And hi, Monica. I think we've chatted before. I believe we connected for the senior farmer's market nutrition program that we have here at the market.
Yes, I know we have been in, have worked together on some different things. And I think it may have been the Farmers Market Nutrition Program in the past.
Yes, it's so good to talk with you again this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's so neat.
Too.
So what's up and down the farmer's line this morning?
Well, we've got lots and lots of strawberries. It's just that time, and it's a sweet time when it's strawberry time, of course. So come out and get those while you can. And, Mother's Day is next weekend, and so lots of wonderful things to bring Mom out and shop around and maybe pick up her gifts while you're here. There's some beautiful cut flowers. We have hanging baskets. We have herbs. We have shrubbery. We have some roses down there and just so much more. Any kind of plants you can imagine, I think we might just have it here. Fruit trees, all sorts of things. And, of course, some of the spring season crops, in addition to strawberries, like asparagus, lettuces, kale, spinach, beets, and all those sorts of things are coming in, as well as some greenhouse crops like tomatoes and cucumbers. And we'll just start seeing more and more over the next few weeks. So it's always a fun time. And I heard a rumor that some blueberries might be on the market this morning. I haven't had a chance to run all the way through and find them for myself yet, but it's about that time. So
I had a bunch of them. I had several mouthfuls this morning for breakfast and some yogurt.
Yes.
Well, Monica, could you find me some kale somewhere?
Golly, we just won't let it go.
That is your favorite. I know that is your favorite, Rufus. So we definitely
Well, I got a good recipe this morning.
That's right. We've been talking about deep fat fried.
As well as kale chips. Kale chips might be a little bit.
Not cow chips, kale chips.
Oh, kale.
No, my. So what about up in the market shops? You got anything brewing up there, like coffee?
Oh, of course. 321 Coffee has got their coffee going, and you can get the iced coffees or hot coffee, whichever you prefer. And I want to mention that LaFarm Bakery has now taking a spot on inside the market shops that we hope is going to become a permanent home for them here soon. So check them out. They're going to be adding to their menu and doing a lot of fun things. They've always been scattered up and down through the market in different locations, and this has worked out. And we're looking forward to seeing what they do and how they expand all their offerings here at the market.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the Market Bakery that has the fresh squeezed oranges, lemonades, and so much more. Cakes, pies. You know, Nancy Doe's Homemade does those little layered chocolate cakes that you just can't find anywhere. And there's the soaps with the homemade soaps and lotions and those sorts of things. So filling a basket full of that sort of stuff for Mom, I think, would make her happy as well. And, of course, you can stop by the grill and grab a hot dog. And got to be a Rufus dog, of course.
That's right. I mean,
oh, by the
dress
way,
it up a little bit.
Meredith, most people have buildings named after them, roads, this and that. I got a hot dog
hot
named after me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rufus,
that's right.
Rufus dog. And by the way, Monica, I saw that new sign you sent me. That's pretty neat.
Thrill Uptown.
Yeah.
Mustard, chili, slaw, and onions.
That's just silly chocolate.
That's on the Rufus dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe you'll add some kale later.
Oh, God.
That'd be a great controversy. It's very contentious.
Well, the chips might not be bad. I'm getting accustomed to that chip thing.
I'm sure they'd like to. They might be into that there anyway.
Well, these folks are Oriental, and they have put a flair to making anything they make. You watch them make it, and it's a work of art.
It is, and it's good.
It is.
On top of that, they have great breakfast too.
They do, and they have some videos up there on the wall of them doing their hot dogs. You know, the way they make their hot dogs. Not
good gracious.
Oh, my God.
They've got a film about the Rufus dog now.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Oh, I have to drive by there.
What's going to happen next?
Yeah, what's next?
I know. You're just a legend. And,
there's no doubt about that. He's a legend.
He is, and I told Dee when she was putting those signs up, she had them made and was just so excited she had those signs, and I told her you were going to have to come by and autograph the signs one day, maybe. And
oh,
she was.
Well, let me tell you real quickly how nice they were. About 2 weeks ago, in the middle of the week, and I decided I would take some Rufus dogs down to our friend Phil Campbell, about 10 of them. And I went into the farmer's market to their shop, and they weren't open, but they were doing the little things they shoot out of the gun, that whatever those things are. And the rocket pops, and they went back over there and opened up the kitchen and made me 10 hot dogs. I thought that was really wonderful.
Oh, that's so nice. They're wonderful people in it.
Just for you?
They do a wonderful
job. For me to take down to Phil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Phil ate 10 hot dogs.
Well, there were some folks there helping. It was quite a fest.
Just can't see her eating 10 hot dogs.
Well, that's just how nice those people are.
Yeah, of course they're.
Open up their shop, and it was even closed.
Well, and of course the farmer's market restaurant is there, and the seafood restaurant. And if you just want to overdose on eating, that's the place to do it.
But Meredith, have you ever been to either one of those?
I have, I'm up in Cary, so.
Aaron has too, I'll bet. You've been to the farmer's market, haven't you?
I actually hadn't. Raleigh's a pretty good little trip for me.
You're going to have to hitch a ride, man. Come
have to
on
do
with
a field
us.
Trip.
Everybody needs to go to the farmer's market. It's a destination, isn't it,
Aaron, that's your next vacation.
It may be.
Take a big trip to Raleigh.
Well, you know, I always think coming up here to Sanford every weekend is my vacation. That's a trip. I mean, that's 15 minutes from the farm. That's a pretty good little trip. Me.
You don't like to leave home, do you?
I'm not big on it.
Okay.
I got a job. I went to school 35 minutes from the house. That was far enough. I got a job 14 minutes from the house, and that was
Grandma
far.
Doesn't like to go leave either.
Oh no, she's home by.
Is she having a birthday?
Pretty soon, in a couple, almost 2 months. So, yeah, she's turning 96.
What's her name?
Wonderful.
Mary Ayers.
Mary, happy birthday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
She's taught me everything I know about gardening and farming, and she's the reason we've got us a little farm, family.
Wonderful. Farm. Isn't that nice? I know, Monica, you grew up on a farm, and you can relate to all of this.
Definitely, and I love hearing those stories. I love seeing the generations pass on and how they pass it to the younger ones, and it's always wonderful.
We're so always so glad to talk to you, young lady.
You too, and I do want to mention this. We have our heirloom chrysanthemum plant sale today with the North Carolina Chrysanthemum Society, or they're here. till 4 o'clock. So better come get those while they last. They sold a lot yesterday.
Pretty.
And they're the starter plants, of course, that bloom in the fall, and they're absolutely gorgeous. Some of those blooms, I think, are bigger than dinner plates. So whenever they're in bloom. So just absolutely beautiful plants. And on Tuesday, our North Carolina Coalition of Aging and the Department of Health and Human Services will be here with their Older Americans Month celebration event from 1:30 to 3:30. So that's this Tuesday, May 7th. So come out and join us for that with lots of fun and a health fair and all kinds of fun stuff for the
Always something going on at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh.
Always, always. Come see us 7 days a week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Miss Monica. Take care.
Thank you, and tell everyone there at the Sanford Farmers Market hello, and if they want to come up for a field trip one day, I would be glad to host the swarm around.
Aaron is signing up right now.
Like Benny, go to the big city, boy.
Thanks, Monica. Great to chat with you.
I'll buy you a Rufus hot dog when you come up there.
Sounds like a deal.
Here
you go.
So, Aaron,
I'm to see you as well.
Yeah, Monica, thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, please come see us. We'd love to have you.
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks.
Bye. Take care, Monica. So, Aaron Ag South.
Yes, sir.
Got a hat on.
Yeah, I had to support the cause. Yeah, we Ag South, just thankful to be a part of this opportunity to support the farmers market. We've got a good local folks here in Lee County that do a good job helping the farmers, and we're just glad to be here and be a part of it.
Ag South Farm Credit is we're talking about, and that is a great help to farmers.
We do all we can. We've got a mantra. We've got, faith, family, and farm credit. So, that family that we create, of course, we've got the farmers in our network, and here locally we've got a lot of we've actually seen a growth in farms here in Lee County locally, and, just seeing that small farm feel come back is really what we like to be a part of at Farm Credit. I mean, seeing the fact that, you can come out here and just see the hard work and everything they put into to growing these crops, I mean, that's the reward at the end of the day.
Yeah, and farmers face so many challenges, especially now, and a place like Ag South Farm Credit would understand what they're facing.
We do, yeah, and that's, we're proud to be locally grown. I was born and raised in Cameron, just a few minutes south of Sanford, and born on a small farm. Most of our folks at Farm Credit either farm or have direct family members at farm, and we not only understand it, but we live it, and, that's kind of what sets us apart. When you come in and talk to us, we understand the struggles. I mean, a lot of times we've been through them or going through them ourselves. You speak to the struggles that farmers go through now, the cost of input cost, cost of equipment, cost of land. I mean, the urban sprawl that's there, they're endless. And we may not have a solution to every problem, but we'd like to help in any way we can.
Well, Aaron, is Ag South sort of like when I grew up, we had something called the Federal Land Bank. Are you accustomed to that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the way I understand it. That was our, kind of distant, maybe great grandparents, if you will, kind of deal. The Federal Land Bank was a idea that, kind of the farm credit system spun from what I understand. I don't know the historics behind it, but that, if you're familiar with the land bank, that's
yeah. My uncle Johnny Holler was the director, and by the way, former Redskin player.
Right.
He would have a big gathering every year, and we'd have a 300 or 400 people come into the Watauga County Gymnasium and give away toasters and things like that. And, the old thing about something free, they'll come.
I thought it was just food.
So food helps.
I remember the Federal Land Bank very well.
You ring, they'll send you out of town once in a while. I think you need to come to Raleigh.
Every once in a while, I've got to get in the car and go more than an hour. But that's after that, I got to start talking to somebody. That's not that far from home.
Well, it's not more than an hour to Raleigh.
I guess you're right about that.
It depends on the time of day you drive.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. I can understand that.
Well, it's not more than an hour if you stay on the road and take the right cutoffs. Unlike my wonderful host of this show did this morning, missed two cutoffs. It took closer to an hour.
That's because we were talking. I knew where I was going.
Now everybody knows where Sanford
is. Well, obviously you didn't.
I've been here a million times, but we got to see other things. Briefly.
I could see getting lost to Raleigh. I mean, that's kind of a city nobody knows much about.
Nobody's saying that. That's alleged. We did not get lost. We found our way back. I bet your grandmother is proud of you.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I'm proud of her. So
I know you are.
I hope I can be half as.
You want to wish her happy birthday again?
Oh yes, sir. Yeah, always. I wish her happy birthday every day of the week.
Oh well, it's wonderful the generations and the support they give to younger people and things they pass down. And you're very lucky.
Yes, sir.
Not everybody. Has that.
You're right. And that and yeah. that's represented here at the market and here in Lee County. I mean, you know, my wife and I were fourth generation farmers in Lee County, farming family land. It's been in the family for almost 100
years.
What do you farm? We do a little bit of everything. We've got some produce and we have some livestock and we grow chickens for Purdue. Just kind of this, that, and the other.
Everybody's into chickens around here. We talked a lot about chickens.
Yeah, everybody's got a little. Few chickens here and there for sure. So,
right.
Yeah, but the generations here, I mean, and what the cool thing, you know, if you're fourth generation or first generation, this, you know, things like the farmer's market give you a good opportunity to sell the product. And that's what I think we've seen a lot of is that first generation. It's great to have the you know, I love my family to death and you know, the fact that we've got that history is wonderful and it's something to be proud of. But, you know, we've got, I mean, Meredith, you may even know, how many first-generation farms do we have here?
Oh,
I mean,
goodness. We have a lot of folks who are just starting out. I mean, we have 50 vendors total for the year so far, and averaging around 20, 23 right now but for each week. But we're going to be cranking closer to 30. My goodness, we've got at least, I would say, 10 of our vendors who are really just, like, getting started.
Yeah.
And we see more and more every year.
That's right. And that's the cool part. And that's what we see that at Farm Credit now, too, and see it here and see it everywhere. And that's, you know, bringing back agriculture, understanding where your food's coming from and understand how hard it is to cultivate it. That, you know, I think that's a wonderful part of this farmer's market, and they do a great job of it.
Well, you're a very good spokesman for Ag South Farm Credit.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good job on this. And happy birthday again to your grandma. What's her name again?
Mary Ayers.
Mary Ayers, happy birthday, lady.
Oh, yes. Definitely happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
How's that?
That was pretty good. I'm sure she was listening. I promise you that. She
former listened. Secretary of State and Attorney General singing to
can't,
a man.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
That might be the best of her 96. Who knows?
Keep her going for another 50.
Well, she's aiming for 150, I think.
So 150 would be good.
Yeah. I think she always tells me her mom lived to 98 or 99, something like that, and she wants to at least beat her by 40
years. There you go.
Years, so.
That's a good goal. Aaron, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for what you do and your support of the farmer's market here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We are, we only got a half hour left. Then we're going to get lost somewhere else, Rufus. Get you back to Raleigh.
2121 Lake Wheeler Road. Plug it in.
Don't tell everybody where you live.
No, Lord, please
yeah, just forget that.
Please don't all come at once.
All right. We've had a blast here. We got a half hour. I don't know if Lewis is still on the line. We got a caller.
96 is a friend of mine, Dot. Hello, Dot. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dot. We'll be back. Wait for music. We're in Sanford. At the farmer's market here, and it is a farmer's market it is. We're having a great time here on Wicker. Is it Wicker Boulevard? Wicker Street? The Yarborough's is right across the street. That's what I'm interested in, too. They got food here, too. Hey, are you tired of waking up to find your precious garden decimated by pesky critters? Say goodbye to the frustration of battling unwanted visitors with I Must Garden natural animal repellents, the ultimate solution for gardeners everywhere. Whether it's deer and rabbits munching on your flowers, squirrels digging in your beds, and moles and voles tunneling through the lawn, or snakes slithering too close for comfort, I Must Garden has you covered. Our specially formulated repellents are crafted with botanical oils and natural ingredients, created highly effective repellents, and they are good. They are better than good. And there are no harsh chemicals, just pure, reliable protection. The repellents are safe to use around children, pets, and beneficial wildlife. Say goodbye to toxic chemicals and hello to a garden that flourishes in harmony with nature. iMust Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle area, including, for garden's sake, in Durham and Westlake Ace Hardware stores. Protect your garden today with iMust Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. iMust Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. You know, driving in any season is pretty tough, expensive. You have to keep your car happy, your truck, your SUV. And each season brings different challenges for the health and safety of your car, just like with you. Like, we've gotten most of the visible pollen, that pine pollen, out of the way. And so, you know, maintenance for your vehicle is so important. Don't forget the belts, the hoses, those filters, all kinds of filters in your car now. The fluid levels, check them. Tread depth on your tires for maximum handling. I mean, you got to control the vehicle, right? And that's important in any kind of season. We've got rain around today. You got to have good tires. Anything that can possibly go wrong with your vehicle, they got you covered at King's Auto Service. They're some of the smartest people I have ever met. And dealt with. And you have to be in this day and age, especially with how cars are so complicated, and everything is computerized. And for those of you currently driving a hybrid vehicle, a lot of people out there like that, certified hybrid technicians at King's are ready to diagnose and give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack replacement for less than the dealer will charge for a replacement. This usually occurs around 150,000 miles. Call King's today to schedule a courtesy battery analysis. Well, they're not open today. Call them on Monday. King's Auto Service, King's Correct Lube. Yeah, you can get your oil changed quickly there, too. Easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Let's, is Lewis still with us, Jason? Lewis, sorry to keep you hanging so long there, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to let Aaron know that if he goes to Raleigh, he can always get a room at the Y like Barney did.
You know, I didn't think of that. That would have been really good. He could have gotten a room at the Y like Barney.
He
was going up to Raleigh.
Barney's old room. Get Barney's
he could have
old
gotten
room.
Barney's old room.
Yeah, so make that
how about
trip.
That?
Go ahead and take the plunge. Go to the big city.
Yeah. So
talk about making a road trip. That trip to Nashville must have been a real homecoming for you, Mike.
I enjoyed that immensely.
That was heartwarming, wasn't it?
It was. And the fact that Colby Griffin, the extension agent in charge of horticulture down there, got out and raised money to have us down there. You know, this is the bills have got to be paid, and that's part of the deal. But we were just overwhelmed, just like this. The wonderful sponsors in Sanford having us down for this beautiful farmer's market. It's heartwarming. It
I
makes me
you,
feel good.
You know, you really are Nashville's favorite son. There's probably no doubt. I mean, next to Governor Cooper. And plus, Croatia, man, that's a far cry from Castalia, isn't it?
What are you talking about, man? They don't quite have the – Castalia is nice. I've been through there about 100 miles an hour before with Cousin Bill, but Croatia has got the view, man. They got about 1,000 islands.
Speaking of the view – my former employer, my favorite former employer, was on The View yesterday. The one
and
only Brooke Shields. promoting her new Netflix movie, but I worked with Brooke in New York when she was a freshman at Princeton, and I knew her mom, Terry Shields. I like both of them very much, but Brooke has a daughter, Rowan, going to Wake Forest now.
I did not realize that. We have such great schools. We always hear celebrities sending their children here in you know, Carolina State, Duke, Wake Forest. We can understand why.
I know it. And then it's been like homecoming for me in my old stomping grounds this week because my stepdaughter, Katie, was in New York appearing on the Tamron Hall show on Thursday, a show about finding your family roots, and it was a real heart tugger, and saw her on national TV. That was broadcast from Studio 67 and at ABC, West 67th. I know that area well because I worked for ABC for 5 years, so it was like old home week for me, you know, once removed to New York City. But I tell you, it's nice to touch back to your places that you've known and loved. And
yeah,
I did that vicariously this week. And I just want to let you know, too, that the reason I haven't been able to get in touch is I'm working at the Rocky Mount Event Center. That's one of the best things that's happened to Rocky Mount. We get wonderful tournaments, basketball, volleyball. We got people coming to Rocky Mount now from far-flung, I mean, everywhere, Canada.
That's wonderful.
New York, Tennessee, Florida, all coming. Wesleyan's doing their graduation there today, and we got a beach music festival there tonight. I'm working that. By the way, the Ham and Yam Festival is going on in Smithfield today or this weekend. So I just want to put
that's a great combination there, ham and yams.
No kidding. Mm-mm-mm.
And my hero from Nashville was IT Itamus Thadimus Valentine. He was one great man and good to me.
Well,
he was so good to me.
He's on the Wall of Fame there at the Event Center.
He should be on every Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame. He should be.
I know. Well, it's really
great. All right, Lewis.
To touch with y'all.
And nice talking to you, buddy.
Hey.
All right. Hey to them.
Okay.
All right. Care. Craig Smith is with us here at the Sanford Farmers Market. Bloom at Chesapeake Farm. How about that? Yeah. What a cool name. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Chesapeake Farm. Where'd you get the name?
Well, we have Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, and that's where it sort of started.
Wow.
And then we a lot of people started asking us if we were from Virginia. So we thought, okay, let's rebrand a little bit, and we added Bloom at Chesapeake Farm since we grow flowers. And,
but you don't have that tidewater accent out and about.
We're from here.
I have seen everybody seems to be coming, walking away with flowers.
Yeah, that's ours. Yeah, it's been a great day.
What's blooming right now?
Peonies, snapdragons.
Oh, the peonies. Yeah. We haven't even talked about peonies. They smell so good, and they look beautiful right now.
Right. We made a big investment last year and bought 250, so we're starting to see that reap those rewards.
How often would you peonies don't like to be moved. I've noticed that over the years. They don't generally like that, do they?
Yeah, we haven't. We just planted them for our first area. But, yeah, they'll last for years and years, 10, 20
years.
Yeah,
I've got some that are 30-year-old
that
are just beautiful right now.
So are you involved with just cut flowers, the production of flowers to sell, cut flower production, or do you sell plants too, or?
Flowers primarily, and then I still do vegetables. I've always had a love for growing vegetables, but flowers are really a good market for us. So we grow some really good lettuce, kale, spinach.
Great!
That's something
we've
discussed a great deal. Rufus has not been able to adapt to the taste of kale. Do you have any?
I'm looking for answers to get over this phobia.
Have you tried farmer's market kale? Much different than supermarket kale. Much more tender.
It's not as much. Not as bitter.
Right,
what do you do with it?
I mix it with salad.
How do you fix it?
I mix it with salad.
Olive oil? You mean raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's much more tender, not as
I like to cook
rough.
It. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to cook it into submission.
We were thinking about deep fat frying kale.
That might lose some of the health benefits that you would get with
kale. That
wouldn't matter with me.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm so glad you brought up kale. Now, do you grow tomatoes?
this is the first year we're not growing tomatoes. Yeah. We had to pick and choose what we could handle. It's just my wife and I, and tomatoes are pretty demanding.
Is that the toughest thing to grow?
It's an everyday crop. You have to go out and you have to get those crops. And then if a rainstorm's coming, you have to get them out before the rain comes, because they'll the rain will soak right up into the plant and split them. So we
of course, if it doesn't rain, you've got they got to be watered.
Right.
Yeah. So you're here every week?
Every week, yes.
Every week during the season. And how do we find you if we want to? I mean, can we go to your place and buy things?
Not yet. We hope to have sort of a boutique barn our property, maybe for small events. And then, of course, we've got the Rose of Flowers for potentially a U-pick sort of thing. But, we're getting there.
Gorgeous flowers come by. Yeah.
Thank you. That's
my
wife.
Are those your snaps we see?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody got some snaps today.
Yeah.
I was telling people, I've had great luck with planting snaps in the fall. They were last through the winter, and they came back with a flourish this year. And they don't seem to do very well in the very, very hot weather.
Right.
But mine are still very, very vigorous.
Yeah, most of what we have now is what we planted in the fall. All the different varieties that are winter hardy that will grow, start in the fall, and then they're ready in the spring.
And then what are the type of flowers? The peonies you mentioned, what else?
Foxglove is a big one that comes in. Yeah. And
is that hard to grow?
It can be. We grew them in our high tunnel that we have, and they're just huge and doing really well for us. Yeah. But we've had them outside before, and they can struggle sometimes.
Now, do they make – is that where you derive a chemical, a medicine or something?
You're talking about digitalis.
Digitalis, okay. Yeah.
Foxglove, we give a little warning that, you have to keep them away from your pets because they can be a little toxic.
Oh, okay.
Be careful of that.
Well, they're interesting plants, though.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. That's it takes a lot of patience to do what you do.
Yeah. And, the weather.
But you obviously love it. And the vegetables, too. So good luck with the boutique.
Yeah.
With the barn. Sounds nice. And that are you near Sanford?
Yeah, we're on the sort of the Broadway side of town, what we call it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, up toward Lillington, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Craig Smith, Bloom of Chesapeake Farm. Remember that name.
Oh, thank you very
much. And come here and do some business with him, if not today, next Saturday.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Very good job.
Okay. I have an old friend of mine here, Bill Staten. Bill? His father was Bill Staten.
I've known Bill. Bill's a radio nut. Is that okay to say that you're kind of a radio
impresario.
Hobbyist.
I'm a radio enthusiast.
Enthusiast. Okay. I won't call you a nut.
By the way, my friend is Wayne Staten,
was with me before, and his father's Bill Staten. My name's Woody Seymour.
Oh, that's right, Woody.
Yeah. Oh,
Woody.
I'm sorry, Woody.
My mind's going at a.
Rufus?
Oh my gosh.
Woody is also a great lawyer. Excuse me, Woody.
That's okay.
I'm in different time zones right now.
I'm a radio enthusiast. I mean, that's
you are that. You are that.
Okay.
Do you still do any of that?
Well, not
anymore.
Not anymore. Because I did for 30 years. I was on Tom Kearney's show on WPTF.
It's kind of hard to find anything to listen to now.
Oh, I know. And of course, Tom had to retire.
Yeah.
So he. so I actually don't have any radio gigs now. Although I have a local.
You got plenty of clients, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
That's good.
But anyway, I'm getting on up there in age.
Aren't we all?
That's just when your law really gets blooming about that time, Woody.
But do you have the energy to take advantage of it?
He does.
I know. Rufus is amazing.
He is.
He was this way back in the early 1960s.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, a young lady named Sarah. You will know her, a lawyer. Her father was bankruptcy lawyer here.
Yeah.
And her name is Sarah. She
Harrington.
Yeah, Sarah Harrington. Interned with me one summer, and a great lady. I put her on a big antitrust case, and she even went to New York to do interrogatories on a very difficult antitrust case.
Try to work interrogatories into a conversation sometime,
yeah.
Man.
He can do it.
He can do it. He just did. Whitney, last time I saw you was in Lillington.
That's right. Mike, you got a great
J.E. Wumble.
Great
well,
memory.
I called you Bill. Well, it's because he called him Bill.
That's okay.
I knew who you were.
There are worse things to be called than
yeah.
Bill Staten.
Well, Woody's a good lawyers. One. Woody's a good one. Woody is a highly respected lawyer in this.
Oh, I know so.
All jokes aside, all kidding aside, he's a highly respected lawyer in this community.
That's the
thing. Well, we got to have you. Got to have you.
Got to have
you. Yeah, but you dabbled. You've dabbled in times. You've been to court before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
He knows how it works.
I know how it works. Yeah, this is my, I guess, next year will be my, like WPTF is like 100 years old.
100 years old this year.
All right. Most all of these buildings you see in Sanford are about 100 years old.
Yeah.
And my 50th year of practicing law is next year. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
How about that?
But since you guys are here, I want to give each
thanks so much.
Mr. Rufus.
And this well, is thank you.
A book.
These are wonderful books.
Yeah.
And there's a Seymour here.
Right.
W.W. Seymour Jr.
Right.
How about that?
How about that? So now you can remember my name.
So do I don't know. Gosh, you're multi-talented, Woody.
All right. Jimmy Hare.
Yeah. Jimmy Hare's retired city councilman from Sanford. He and I met in the eighth grade, and we're the same age. Like, I'm very close to your age, too, because I know when you started at the station.
I'll be 72. I was 22 when I started. So,
okay.
So,
I'm 73.
When I started
at
WPTF. So.
You youngsters, you're just
72 in September.
So. That's right. So, anyway, but we've been selling those things for 15 years, and it's amazing. I mean, I didn't realize it, but we've sold thousands of them, like on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but we sold a lot of them here, too.
Well, my wife's family, she's got family all Hines, mm-hmm. Masses, Reeves, all over the place here. Yeah. Hubbard's.
Oh, these are wonderful books. They even did one on Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah. I know.
They mention your name there?
I don't know. I haven't seen it lately.
But Rufus, just to show you how much I love listening to the radio, when I was at Camp Sky Ranch, I took my transistor radio and I listened to the Firecracker 400 on WATA in Boone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
and Camp Sky Ranch, I was a counselor there one summer.
Yeah, 1962, I think.
Correct.
Firecracker 400 at Daytona.
I guess it was.
Yeah, Daytona, yeah.
And that's what I did, you know.
Summer race. They used to race in July.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but I wonder if Camp Sky Ranch is still in existence.
It is. My wife and I actually, maybe 10 years ago, we went there, and it was still there 10 years ago, and Jackie Boy. Running the place. He was running the place.
The son of the founder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jack.
How about that?
One more thing that's interesting I want to mention is that the person, of course, Tony Rigsby, who I've known for a long time, but the CBS guy doing the news for your program is Christopher Cruz.
Yeah,
a really good voice.
He does.
He got his start at The Voice of America.
Oh, wow.
On shortwave.
No kidding.
That's what I've heard him before, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in the Baltimore area.
Yeah.
Wow,
I mean,
incredible.
He got this deep
he does have the pipes.
But anyway.
Woody, thank you so much for dropping by. It's always nice seeing you.
Well, I always have to come and say hello.
And forgive me for calling you Bill.
Well, I started that because I got a little bit confused with you young people.
I know.
But
I know.
Thank you for the book,
you know,
Woody.
Thank you very much.
I've got
Sanford
one of
and
yours.
Lincoln.
Wayne and I came to your book signing at the Museum of History, so I had one of my books, and you can see about some of these buildings. So many of these buildings were built in 1924.
I can't wait to look through it and share it with my wife.
And anyway, good to see y'all.
Thank you, Woody.
I listen every Saturday.
I appreciate that a whole lot.
Okay.
Let's see if we can work in Vicki quickly. Vicki, quickly. I'm sorry, we're running out of time here.
Okay. I am with the Raleigh Garden Club, and like WPTF, we are getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary.
Hey, Vicki, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great.
I didn't know it was that Vicki. Vicki of the Raleigh Garden Club, who helped start this Step Start gardening on WPTF. So, please tell us all about it.
So, first of all, we have a home garden tour on the 31st of May and the 1st of June. 8 incredible homes, some small and some quite multi-acreage large. And that is only $25 a person. And I'm mentioning it today because I'm hoping some of your listeners will log on to the Raleigh Garden Club website and buy tickets for their mom or another member of their family. It's at the end of this month, and it is going to be fantastic with an artisan at each garden. And the artisans will have works that are garden-themed, that have floral design, that kind of thing. In addition, we have a sunset and moonlight in the garden event that is at the home of one North Raleigh gardener who has a golf tee, a meandering stream with waterfalls, lights everywhere, a magnificent garden, and that is a wine and cheese party. And the third event takes place on Sunday, June 2nd, which for only $15 a person gives them the opportunity to have to bid for one of the items from the artisans in the garden, to select various delicacies, because we will have incredible gourmet food there, and we will have a string quartet there, as well as at the sunset and moonlight in the garden wine party. It's a three-part, amazing grouping of events to celebrate gardening in Raleigh. We hope you will come.
What a wonderful thing, and what is extraordinary what the Raleigh Garden Club has done for the city of Raleigh for so many decades now. And you're welcome to call us back throughout the month, Vicki.
No, this is the very tail end, but to all your listeners, it's going to be great. We hope you'll be part of it and celebrate 100 years of gardening.
You'll be glad you did. I've been on many years before. They're wonderful, Vicki.
And 100 years WPTF. They coincide.
Exactly.
Thank you, Vicki.
Giving us this chance.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I don't know if we do we have anybody else hanging on? Gail, we got about a minute.
Okay. A quick question about fescue. The fescue yard has patches of real light green as opposed to dark green where we fertilize. Do you have any idea? Is it a disease?
I mean, are they the leaves the same? I mean, they're pretty much the same. It's just kind of a different color?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is all over the yard. It's not just this yard, but I've seen it in neighboring neighborhoods.
It's possible. I don't know how much. Have you had a lot of rain?
Well, no, but have irrigation.
Yeah, you've got irrigation.
It's been cut off in about 2 weeks.
Right. It could have to do with fertilization, how the fertilization was carried out, whether you were even in that,
no,
and how evenly.
It's just patches. It's not like streaks where you would go along the yard. It's patches all over the yard.
Okay. I am not sure. We only have about 10 seconds. So I guess we're going to have to take it up next week, and I do apologize for not getting to you sooner. But
you could announce.
We'll see if we can talk about it next week. Thanks so much. Thanks to all the sponsors here at Sanford Farmers Market. Have a great day, everybody.